Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, Your Voice for Wellness, and we are in the middle of a specialized services series. We're focusing first-time children's services. We will go into youth and young adult, adult further down the road.
Excellent.
And eventually all that will be up on podcasts. So you'll be able to kind of go in and check out any of the specialized services that Behavioral Health does, learn more about it. And
And going back to, this is children's services, so this is the best opportunity we have to identify any issues that there might be that can lead to more problems as the child grows up and becomes into a young adult, into an adulthood, and then later on to the years. So this is our best opportunity that we have here as a community to refer, to know about the services that we have at Behavioral Health, and spread the information.
So do it. Take the challenge. Make the pledge.
The pledge to listen to the podcast.
Well, and if you've got kids, get those kids in, because, it does make a big difference.
It does.
Joined today by Andy Wells. He's a mental health rehabilitation technician. So 12 years at Vista Sands.
Yes.
Anywhere else before that?
Well, I mean, as far as before...
Were you like a general case manager before then, or a rehab tech? Or?
No, actually, I was hired extra help as the child development counselor over in the Clexico program.
Nice.
So I worked with socialization charts before kind of moving up to the active interventions with the students outside of the program. Of course, providing intervention during program.
Nice. In a dozen years, what are your takeaways? Have you are you still sharp? Are you still is it keeping it fresh every day?
Yes. Yes. I mean, the students keep it sharp, Scott.
It's students.
It's
they don't stay there forever, so.
Well, it's the students and it's their behaviors. So I mean, every child is
different.
It's very, very different. So we're looking at it as far as, you know, it's always a different program. Mm-hmm. I mean, the rules and the structure stays the same. But, I mean, these individual children add so much to the dynamic of our actual program. So it's always different.
Like teachers, you know, every year they get different. It's still they're going to learn that now the same common core curriculum, but different students.
Right. So, you know, when we were talking about before, we were talking about, what behaviors are –
what differentiates the Vista Sands kid, right?
Right. Well, and I was talking about impulsivity. So we're looking at an impulse the child experiences that they do not readily have the tools to control or even insight into their need to control it.
You know, you explained getting out of your seat or speaking out of turn, but you also said something about just getting distracted. So basically not really acting out the impulse control, but having it internal.
Passively. It's passive acting out the impulse.
So the opposite, is like the opposite of the child that doesn't socialize with other kids.
Right.
Maybe just...
lost in the clouds.
Yeah, sits in the playground or just plays with the ball by themselves. Is that also?
Well, we're going back to impulsivity. You know, the child has finished their lunch or has now been excused for recess. They experience an impulse of, no, I'm going to hold myself back. I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to watch today. That looks like a fun game, but I need to learn how to play it first before I go. And you end up with a student that no one really notices because they've been sitting all by themselves and they haven't engaged.
Mm-hmm.
No one, they may not be disliked, but they're just really under the radar. You know, the child doesn't really have any friends, and they're taking that home every day. They're taking that into their lives, their daily experience of, I don't have any friends.
Oh, that's awful to hear that as a parent. You know, they come home and your child says, I don't have any friends. I'm like, oh.
Right. It hurts.
Yeah.
You know, it hurts. You hurt for your child, but you can't go to school. You can't be like, okay, you see that kid over there?
That's
like,
going
to
help.
He's a good friend, you know? Yeah, right. It's very counterproductive for a parent to, you know, kind of come to school and...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.